The School District Boundary Review Board holds its first public hearing August 24th on a decision by the Florence School Board to dissolve its school district. Deputy State Superintendent of Schools Tony Evers says the main priority for the board is to make a decision that ensures a quality education for the county's children. Evers says they might be bused to neighboring districts, or current schools could remain open but operated by neighboring districts. Evers says the main issue in either case is how liabilities of the current district would affect schools that take on Florence students.
You're not only dividing up where kids go to school, but you're also dividing up the assets and the liabilities of the school district. And that's where we will have to be very careful relative to, the idea of kind of preventing one financial disaster by creating several other ones. We have to be very careful about that.
Evers says financial liabilities range from building debt to retirement and health care for already retired teachers from the Florence district. Neighboring districts have been asked for information on how dissolution could affect them. A petition is circulating in the county for a referendum to support the schools, but Evers says even if it passes, it would only be advisory. The Boundary Review Board is made up of Evers and six elected school board members from around the state. One of them is Evelyn Perch of Onalaska, who says she expects the hearings will be intense. They'll be held about once a month until January, when a decision must be made. The school board sought dissolution after deciding the district could no longer afford to keep the schools open. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.